From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, cleaning up more than Mardi Gras debris in New Orleans. We'll have an update on how the Lower Ninth Ward is faring.
But first, today in Baghdad, gunmen wearing Iraqi police commando uniforms stormed the headquarters of a security company and kidnapped about 50 employees. The employees were rounded up into seven vehicles, according to Interior Ministry officials. And joining us is NPR's Jamie Terabay from Baghdad. What can you tell us? I know it's early, but what can you tell us so far about this?
We know that this incident happened at the compound of this private security firm in Zayouna, which is a mixed Sunni and Shiite neighborhood in eastern Baghdad. As you said, about 50 people were arrested and all of their weapons have been confiscated. They also took a safe that contained a lot of money, apparently. I mean, we're getting all of this information from three of the caretakers who were left behind. We spoke to the Interior Ministry to find out if they were behind this, and officially they say it wasn't an Interior Ministry operation, but an Iraqi official who was familiar with the incident told NPR that the Interior Ministry was involved. We don't know what the actual motivation behind the raid is. All the private security firms are meant to be registered with the Interior Ministry, and in this case they may have let their license lapse, but we're not sure at this point.
If you look at the wires coming in from Baghdad and indeed from the entirety of Iraq, it's just horrific almost every day. Lots of other violence today, including the discovery of 18 bodies that had been dumped. Tell us about that.
Yes, a U.S. military patrol found 18 bodies, all men, and all of them were blindfolded. In an abandoned minibus last night. It was on a road in West Baghdad near two Sunni neighborhoods. The military won't tell us about what they look like, what state they were in. The details that we've been getting so far have been from Iraqis. The bodies were all brought to a hospital in Baghdad to be identified. And according to doctors, most of them had bruising, which might have indicated that they were likely strangled to death. There were other bodies found in other parts of the capital. Iraqi police found six more bodies, and explosions in the capital killed at least four other people, including two young boys. And the U.S. military also reported today the death of an American soldier who was killed in Tal Afar, a town that's near the Syrian border. And U.S. troops have been carrying out a lot of operations against insurgents there.
What is going on politically? That would be the long-term hope, if there's any, in Baghdad. Tell us what the situation is politically.
Well, as you know, there has been a stalemate. It's been nearly 3 months since the elections. And since then, there has been a lot of back and forth between the different factions about who'd won the most seats. You know, there were allegations of fraud. And the Shiite alliance, which has won the majority of seats, nominated Ibrahim al-Jafari as their choice for prime minister. And the Sunni and the Kurdish factions have come out lately and said, no, we don't want him. He's not good enough for the job and we want someone else. And President Jalal Talabani was trying to push this and give the Shiite alliance an ultimatum, and doing that by recalling parliament. And finally today, actually not even too long ago, we just discovered that the second vice president, whose signature was missing from this presidential decree, has just signed. So Talabani is now able to go ahead with that. Putting parliament in place now actually sets the clock ticking on a 60-day deadline to get a new prime minister, get a new president, and everything else that finally gets, you know, into the whole process of running the country and hopefully trying to restore some stability on the ground.
NPR's Jamie Terabay talking with us from Baghdad. Appreciate it.
Thank you.